Books were everywhere, and Miss Tuttle, the person responsible for the books, was getting frantic. Her predicament started in October when she found the books' supply running low. Miss Tuttle was a very organized person. She ordered more books immediately, requesting that they be delivered by air. Airmail was always the speediest way to receive books. By November, it was obvious that someone messed up somewhere. She was sure that she had not ordered this many books. As usual, flocks of birds delivered the books. Miss Tuttle would find the birds gathered on the steps of her library in the morning. Each bird would flap its wings and remove the ladder-bound books, tied to its legs by straps of ribbon. He would wait for her to unlock the doors with a skeleton key. Some days were not patient, and they would peck holes in her socks. She would end up shooting stop. I'm moving as quickly as I can. Miss Tuttle was usually cool and composed, but now she was beside herself with worry. She did not have enough room in her library for this many books. That's it. I've had enough. Someone will have to call off these birds, Miss Tuttle screamed one afternoon. A flock of flamingos with packs of dictionaries and just stumbled through the door. She marched over to the telephone, dialed, and waited. She trapped her foot in an CR. Hello, Miss Tuttle from the library. Someone will have to call off this multitude of birds. I have more than enough books. You can stop. You can never have enough books, said this person who answered the telephone. The voice sounded different to Miss Tuttle, as if the speaker had a beak. I have stacks of books here taller than I am, Miss Tuttle huffed. Just then, the hummingbird fluttered by her shoulder, carrying a tiny book of poems. Miss Tuttle gave the bird one of the sternest looks. But instead of flying away, the bird began to chirp and sing. Miss Tuttle sighed and slowly hung over the receiver. My, you're pretty, she told the hummingbird. Can you help me strain out the mess?